Carriage Kia in Gainesville and Woodstock has up to $6,000 in rebates right now during the summer sticker event. New 2019 Optima, Sorento, Sportage, Stinger, and Forte. 66 months, 0% for qualified buyers only at Carriage Kia, Gainesville, and Woodstock.
COVID-19 continues to strain local resources. Is help on the way?
Snake infestations are growing. How can you protect your home?
And why was a 70-year-old man gunned down back in May?
We have the answers coming up on this edition of the Gwinnett Daily Post podcast.
It pays to know your doctor, it pays to know your lawyer, and more than ever, to know your local real estate professional. Hi, I'm Glenn Drake with Drake Realty, with 7 offices in Metro Atlanta, including 2 right here in Cobb County. I'm the proud leader of over 700 agents here in Georgia. Drake Realty makes the home buying process seamless from contract to close. Our agents are a little different. They're not pushing for the quick sale and close. They're pushing for the best price and terms for their clients. In other words, Drake Realty fights for you. And right now, with the lowest interest rates that we've seen in 30 years, now's the time to buy that dream home, vacation home, upgrade, downsize, or a new home your family deserves. A lot of real estate agents talk big. Let my team at Drake Realty prove they will fight for you. I'm Glenn Drake, and I'd be honored to have my team serve you. Visit us online at drakerealty.com. And remember, it's not how quick you sell or buy, it's how the deal sets up your future.
It's Sunday, August 16th, 2020. Welcome to the Gwinnett Daily Post podcast. I'm your host, Darren Sutherland.
And I'm Amanda Lee. Before we get to today's headlines, here's a quick look at today's history.
On this day in 1896, gold is discovered in the Yukon, sparking the last great gold rush in the West.
Baseball legend Babe Ruth dies of cancer in 1948.
And Elvis Presley went to the great rock and roll stage in the sky on this date in 1977. And here's what's making the news in Gwinnett County today.
Northside Hospital Gwinnett is about to begin a major expansion that is expected to double the capacity of the current emergency department. The Lawrenceville Hospital got the green light from the Georgia Department of Community Health to begin the $57 million project this week. The project is slated to include both renovation and new construction work.
Since merging with the Gwinnett Medical Center in 2019, Northside has been expanding services in the area, including opening the Northside Grayson Health Center last October. Plans are also in the works for a medical office facility near the Mall of Georgia. The emergency department expansion is expected to take just over a year, with Northside officials aiming for fall 2021 completion date. Once finished, the emergency department at the hospital will occupy more than 75,000 square feet of space.
Not a fan of slivering snakes? You're not alone. We'll tell you how to get rid of them.
And is more money available to help local nonprofits during this ongoing pandemic? You'll find out right after this. Stay with us on the Gwinnett Daily Post podcast, Sunday edition.
This is Jay and Lewis with Engineered Solutions of Georgia. Lewis, why is crawlspace encapsulation so important to homeowners?
Well, Jay, crawlspace encapsulation improves indoor air quality, controls humidity, and saves energy, lowering their utility cost. It also helps reduce musty, moldy odors, and did I mention it makes your home more energy efficient?
What should homeowners look for in an encapsulation contractor, Lewis?
This particular job is difficult to do correctly. Make sure your contractor uses material designed specifically for encapsulation. It cannot be done correctly with plastic and caulk from the hardware store.
I'm consumer investigator Dale Cardwell. I've done the research already, so you don't have to. You can trust Engineered Solutions of Georgia. Give Engineered Solutions of Georgia a call at 678-ESOG now.
Engineered Solutions of Georgia. We guarantee a stable, dry foundation. Dial 678-ESOG now.
The Gwinnett County Board of Commissioners is accepting a second round of grant applications from area nonprofits working to help people during COVID-19. The commission has set aside $31.5 million from the CARES Act to help nonprofits and faith-based agencies. The county awarded $13.3 million to 104 agencies in July and anticipate providing $10.4 million in the second round. August 28th is the deadline to apply.
Gwinnett Gwinnett County Police have arrested a suspect in the murder of a 70-year-old man back in May. Jose Alto Sanchez Velasquez of Norcross faces felony murder and aggravated assault charges in connection with the death of Richard St. John. On May 24th, police were called to Brittany Way in Norcross and found St. John suffering from a gunshot wound. He was taken to the hospital, where he later died. Police believe the shooting may have been gang-related.
You don't need to spend much time outdoors to realize that snakes love Georgia. In fact, our state has one of the most diverse snake populations in the country, with at least 46 species calling the Peach State home.
But if you're like me, you prefer those snakes stay far away. Gary Crawford from the USDA has this report.
And now, this song from Tom T. Hall, a song that scaled the charts back in 1975.
I don't like old Sneaky Snake. He laughs too much, you see. When he goes wiggling through the grass, it tickles his underneath.
So far, we've learned a lot about snakes from Dr. Maureen Frank, who's an assistant professor and extension wildlife specialist, Texas A&M University. And we learned there are snakes in every one of the lower 48 states, the vast majority not poisonous. We've learned that the best policy is to leave them alone if we run across one. And from Dr. Frank, we've heard that regardless of how much fear that snakes generate in many of us,
they really provide us with a lot of ecosystem services, things that they're doing just as part of their daily lives. They really benefit us.
Such as eating mice, slugs, and other pests of our yard and gardens. But for some of us, the snakes themselves can be the pest if they hang out very close to or right up against our house. And indeed, sometimes they sneak their way into our house, sneaky snakes. So, Maureen, you've got some tips to help keep snakes away from the immediate home area without chasing them totally out of the yard. So what's first?
You want to reduce the number of places that could be attractive to a snake in the first place.
Wait, what does that mean? What's attractive to a snake besides another snake?
They're usually looking for food or they're looking for shelter. And so you want to reduce both of those things being available to keep them away.
So no snake restaurants or snake motels or anything like that near the house, right? So how do we do that?
Make sure that you don't have debris, wood piles stacked up next to the house. You don't want that to be a hiding place for the snake, but you also don't want that to be a hiding place for their food, mice and rats, which you also don't want in the house.
Oh, and you say also go a step further if we can. Take a look at shrubs, trees, and grass. It might be right up next to the house. Think about thinning that out if possible.
That's a great tip for a lot of nuisance wildlife management, is to keep that nice, clean barrier around your house with well-trimmed shrubs and bushes and trees and short grass and nothing stacked up against the house. That'll keep them kind of away from that particular area, keeping that area safe while still allowing snakes to be out in the rest of the yard and providing all those fantastic ecosystem services that they do for us.
Oh, you got that plug in, Maureen. I think the snakes ought to hire you to handle their public relations work, change their image, reduce that fear factor and all of that.
That would be fantastic.
Of course, you'd only be working for scale now. I want to thank you seriously for taking time out to do all of these sneaky snake stories over the last few weeks. It was a lot of fun.
Yeah, you're welcome.
I must slither away now. This is Gary Crawford reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture.
Thank you for joining us for the Gwinnett Daily Podcast Sunday edition, your truly hyper-local news source.
Grab a copy of today's paper and visit GwinnettDailyPost.com for complete details on the stories we've discussed, plus more stories that affect you and the residents of Gwinnett County.
Share your thoughts or questions with us in the comments section or call the podcast comment line at 404-997-8655. We might share your comment on an upcoming episode. And make sure you subscribe and share this podcast to get all the latest hyper-local updates from the Gwinnett Daily Post. The Gwinnett Daily Post podcast is produced by BG Ad Group. Amanda Lee, producer. Jacob Sutherland, director. Copyright 2020. All rights reserved.
Brought to you by Toccoa Falls College in Toccoa Falls, Georgia. For more information on TFC, call 706-886-7299 or visit them online at tfc.edu. That's tfc.edu. Since 1907, TFC, glorifying God through seeking and developing leaders who will impact the world for Jesus Christ.